Mark Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that matchless and glorious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Oh yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who alone can satisfy the hunger and thirst of the human spirit. Men try so many things to fill that God-shaped vacuum within their spirit that only the Lord God Himself can fill. He alone can satisfy the hunger and the thirst of the human spirit. I hope you have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. Today we're continuing in our challenge to get you to read the Word of God faithfully in this new decade and in this new year. To read God's Word through, beloved, because God's Word is so very, very important. Heaven and earth shall pass away, God says, but my Word shall not pass away. In Psalm 119, over in the Old Testament, Psalm 119 and verse 89, I want you to notice what Psalm 119 and verse 89 tells us. A wonderful, wonderful passage. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Yes, beloved, God's word will never pass away. Psalm 119 and 160. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to be able to read truth that will endure, truth that will not pass away, truth that will endure for all eternity. Heaven and earth shall pass away, Jesus said, but my word shall never pass away. Last time we read over in the book of Revelation 21 that God's going to create a new heaven and a new earth because the first heaven and this earth are going to pass away. But God's word will never pass away. Is God's word important? Oh, absolutely, beloved. It's truth that will remain. Man's truth changes. Man's ideas change and pass away, but not God's Word. Did you know another reason for reading God's Word is that He magnifies His Word above His name? That is, He equals His Word with His name, Psalm 138 and verse 2. Psalm 138 and verse 2 is a very interesting passage of Scripture to notice. In this regards, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Psalm 138 and verse 2. Is God's word important? God says it is, beloved. He magnifies His Word. He equals the Word of God with His name. Thou hast magnified thy Word above thy name. Exodus 20, verse 7 states, Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Now, beloved, God's name is to be reverenced. God's name is holy. And when people use God's name carelessly and blasphemy or in exclamation, they're going to give an account for it. You often hear God's name used in blasphemy. You use it as an exclamation. You hear people using it in the television, on radio. You hear in everyday conversation people using God's name in vain. Beloved, using it as a curse word or using it as an exclamation or an explicative, beloved, they're going to give an account. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, that is, using it in a foolish and empty manner, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. God's word is magnified above his name. Is God's name important? Absolutely. Is God's word important? Absolutely, beloved. That's why you need to get into it on a regular basis and allow the Holy Spirit of God to teach you the truth of the Word of God. God's Word brings people to Jesus as Savior, beloved. It brings people to the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Oh, yes, God's Word is very important. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13. I want you to notice over in the New Testament, the book of Ephesians, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, and then comes Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13. Here we see Paul writing about the Lord Jesus Christ, verse 12, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom, in Christ, ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, the word of truth. That's the Bible, beloved. That's the Bible. And in the Bible we find the gospel, the good news about the death, burial, and glorious resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the gospel, beloved. The word of truth, which changes and transforms an individual life when they accept it, when they believe it, when they receive it. Oh, beloved, I didn't understand all about it when I accepted Jesus as my Savior. There's much today I'm still learning, beloved. I don't know it all today, but I knew far less as a young lad when I realized I was a sinner and the Holy Spirit convicted me of my sin and drew me to an acceptance of the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. I didn't understand. I just knew that I was a sinner and that I needed the Lord as my Savior. And when I asked Him, He came into my heart. He cleansed me from my sin. He gave me the gift of salvation and made a new creation out of me. As 2 Corinthians 5:17 states, therefore, if anyone be in Christ, they're a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And, beloved, that's true. When you accept Jesus as Savior, He changes your spirit. He sends the Holy Spirit into your spirit to do the work of salvation. That's what we just read here in Ephesians 1:13. In Christ ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, we're told in the book of Romans. Ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom ye also trusted. In whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. You see, beloved, when you accept Jesus as Savior, the Holy Spirit of God moves into our spirit. John 3:6 states, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not, I said unto you, Jesus said, you must be born again. Yes, it's a birth that's brought about by the work of the Holy Spirit of God, who moves into our spirit to do the work of salvation. Even as it was the Holy Spirit of God who caused the Virgin Mary to conceive and give birth to the incarnated Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, who took on human form. It was the Holy Spirit who did that work within Mary. And beloved, it's the Holy Spirit who does the work of changing your life when you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. When you accept Him as Savior, the Spirit of God moves into our spirit to transform and change and make a new person of us. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23. We were over there earlier. Notice 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, which has to do with human birth, but incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Yes, beloved, the word of God. This is what we read in Ephesians 1, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth. The word of God is the word of truth, beloved. And thus we see reading God's word is so vitally important. And in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 we read, Paul wrote, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. What is the gospel? Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and let me read to you verse 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. That, beloved, is the gospel. That's the good news, the gospel of our salvation, the word of truth. And that, beloved, is what transforms and changes an individual's life when you accept it, believe it, and receive Christ. Till next time, goodbye.